Hoping everyone had a wonderful Purim. Just wanted to share a short idea from last night's shiur for anyone that wasn't with us. Last night we talked about this idea that Purim's over and that we should begin to prepare for Pesach, because we have this concept of Shloshim Yom Kodem Lachag, specifically with regard to Pesach, that 30 days before the holiday we're supposed to start preparing for the holiday of Pesach. We mentioned last night how specifically 30 days before Pesach in particular, whether it was during the times of the Mikdash, they had it prepared 30 days in advance for the Karban Pesach and to learn all the halachos and how to get the sheep, etc. Or that perhaps we recognize that the holiday of Pesach has many more halachos associated with it, has many more halachos associated with whether it's tevilas kelim, toveling our kelim, making our vessels usable for Pesach, or whether it's the halachot of looking for chametz, looking for leavened bread that might be found in our homes. But that this idea that Pesach has a lot of halachot, Pesach has a lot of laws, and that we have to begin to prepare 30 days in advance in order to fully gear ourselves up, to fully get ready for that moment. Now what's interesting is that there's a question in Masechet Ta'anit as to if we are going to make the month of Adar a leap year, which month do we celebrate Purim in, right? In a year where our calendar may be a little faster than the solar calendar, we add an additional month of Adar. And so the question that comes up in Masechet Ta'anit is, in which month do we celebrate the holiday of Purim? If we have two Adars, 2 months of Adar, in which month do we celebrate the holiday of Purim? And we're told that we celebrate the holiday of Purim in the second Adar. And the reason for that is because we want to connect the feeling of Geula, the feeling of redemption that we have from Purim, with the feeling of redemption that we have during the holiday of Pesach as well. That this feeling of Geula, this feeling of redemption that we feel on Purim of being redeemed from almost annihilation, and then to carry that into our feelings for Pesach. And so there's actually a practical idea that connects these two holidays of Purim and Pesach together, that we're supposed to carry over some of that feelings of redemption into our preparations for Pesach. The second thing that we said last night, which is fascinating, is that we have this concept in Adar, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. When Adar comes in, we're supposed to increase our happiness. And Rashi, commenting on that line in the Gemara, explains that the reason that we're supposed to increase our happiness is because Yimei Nisim Hayu L'Bnei Yisrael, that these days are days of Nisim, or days of miracles for Klal Yisrael, Purim v'Pesach. That the reason that we say that Adar is supposed to increase our happiness is not only because it's connected to the holiday of Purim, which of course brings us a lot of joy and a lot of happiness, but also we increase our happiness in the month of Adar because of the fact that it's connected to Pesach. And if you think about this idea that we left Mitzrayim, we left Egypt on the 15th day of Nisan, in reality, all of the makos leading up to us leaving Mitzrayim, leading us, all of the plagues connected to us leaving Egypt, in reality, that idea, the idea that the makos were probably in the month of Adar, probably even before the month of Adar, but that slowly, slowly the Jews were inching their way forward towards Geula, and that the month of Adar was the month of Simcha also for the Jews in Mitzrayim because of the fact that they were Yimei Nisim, there were days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was performing miracles for all of Klal Yisrael. So it's my hope and my husband's hope and all of our hopes that as we prepare for Pesach together in this group, what we do is we harness that power that we got from Purim with regard to Geula, with regard to Simcha, and that we use that power to propel us forward in recognizing that these are miraculous times historically for our people, and that by learning about the miracles and the halachos that were performed for our people, we'll be fully ready to rejoice in the holiday of Pesach in a little under 30 days from now. Wishing all of you a meaningful and wonderful day. Enjoy your day of vacation, or at least maybe a little more relaxing. To point out, my husband and I are here for you in any way that we can be helpful, whether on the phone or chaburut, chavrusos, whatever it may be. Please feel free to reach out. Wishing all of you a wonderful day.